It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. National park maintenance has been neglected for decades, running up a big tab in delayed repairs. Great Smoky Mountains National Park will get a slight boost from Congress this year, but WUOT contributor Heather Duncan reports long-term solutions may rely on an uncertain funding source.
Cars bump along uneven pavement on a damp morning at the Chimneys Picnic Area. Visitors are here to gaze at a riot of violets and yellow trillium. Park spokeswoman Dana Sowen says the flowers are so popular that the parking lot is falling apart.
If you're driving through here and not used to these narrow roadways and all of a sudden you come upon an area that you no longer have pavement, you can quickly find yourself in a ditch.
This kind of maintenance has been put off for decades in all of America's national parks, creating a backlog of repairs that would cost $11.6 billion to fix. Now some roads, historic buildings, and water systems, even the pipeline to the south rim of the Grand Canyon, are reaching a crisis point. In the Smokies alone, overdue repairs total $215 million. Those include the Chimneys Picnic Area and decaying historic cabins at Elkmont. But most of it would be spent on maintaining heavily traveled roads. Diane Ziemba of Pittsburgh and her sister got rattled around in their car as they visited during the wildflower pilgrimage.
The trail is absolutely beautiful. It's just the road going into Porter's Creek Trail has a lot of really deep potholes. So you have to go very, very slow.
Unsafe roads must be closed, cutting off park access. Don Barger with the National Parks Conservation Association points to the condition of Newfound Gap Road, the main artery between the North Carolina and Tennessee sides of the park.
Because of the nature of this backlog accumulating over a long period of time and getting worse every year as we constantly underfund the operations of the park, the effects down the line appear gradual at first, but then could be catastrophic.
Safety is at stake. A few years ago, a woman in a motorized wheelchair hit a pothole on the popular Laurel Falls Trail and ended up in a ravine with serious injuries. Sowen says the trail needs $3 million of work. Several bipartisan congressional bills propose a long-term solution to the maintenance backlog. They dedicate part of the money paid by energy companies that mine federal land. One that's endorsed by the National Parks Conservation Association and the National Trust would set aside a set amount of money to almost cover the entire backlog over 30 years. Another, introduced by Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander in March, would fund the backlog only if those revenues were more than expected. Even then, the Park Service would get only half the extra money. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke says he and President Trump support this plan, but Barger says it's too unreliable.
If mineral revenues come in at the projected level, the national parks get nothing.
The plan also gives an incentive to increase oil and gas drilling.
That principle of using environmental burden and turn it into an environmental benefit is well established. If we're going to get money every year from appropriate exploration on federal lands, not national parks, but all our federal lands, let's use some of that to make our national parks better.
On a recent visit, Secretary Zinke acknowledged the park needs more than physical improvements. He'll have to restore some staff.
And when you have an uptick in visitation, you also have to have the team behind it to accommodate.
Yet again, the funding for that is unclear. Zinke has proposed a budget for next year that would cut almost 1,800 Park Service employees. For WUOT News, I'm Heather Duncan.